Well, we ask for them every week, in fact. I'm talking about your listener letters. Here to help me take the fall and the praise is editor and producer Christopher Johnson. Hey.
Farai today, how you doing?
I am great. Bring it on.
Our first letter comes from a listener in Plano, Texas. She's asked to remain nameless, but she wrote us about our coverage of the so-called Gina 6 case that got big national attention last month. Last week, Farai, you hosted a bloggers roundtable that featured some activists who were pushing for Michael Bell's release from jail. Our anonymous listener heard that conversation and wrote us this: I was highly disappointed in the biased coverage of the Gina 6. Your program struck a chord that literally left me sick to my stomach all night. By validating the efforts of these bloggers in support of Bell, it validated that it was okay to solve racism with violence. It also minimized the beating of the white student.
Thank you for that letter. That roundtable was just one part of the wide range of coverage we've done and will continue to do on the Gina 6 case. Sure, we've had folks on who support Michael Bell, but we talked to a member of the Parish School Board who wasn't particularly supportive of any of the 6 black students in this case. We've also discussed this story with the head of a group described as white supremacist by some. We also got a letter about my Africa Update conversation with Bill Fletcher. We discussed ads that the Spanish government is running on Senegalese television. They tell West Africans not to try to risk the dangers of migration without permission to Spain. I asked him if they were humanitarian ads or just plain anti-immigrant.
They're saying that you're not wanted in Spain, and they're fruitless. I mean, they will not succeed. The reality is that there is such great desperation that people are willing to take extraordinary steps in order to get to a better life.
Nora Comiskey heard that on member station WHYY in Philadelphia. And Nora writes, contrary to Mr. Fletcher's interpretation, the main purpose of this ad campaign is humanitarian, dealing with corpses washed up every day along the coast and offering shelter to Africans in churches or private homes don't really fit the "we don't want you here" version. And finally, a word on our economics update this week with Boston Globe's Keith Reed. Farai, you discussed how the recent cut in the interest rate is impacting the rest of the economy, including mortgages. Andrew Seligson in Trenton, New Jersey, sends us his thanks and says your discussion, quote, provided by far the clearest explanation of what is happening, why it's happening, and why it matters.
But Kevin Estes in Baltimore wrote, if I heard Keith correctly, he said that even people with perfect credit can't get a mortgage. Did I hear him correctly? If so, then he is way wrong, and I'm surprised you didn't challenge him on that. Thanks for writing, Kevin. You did not hear Keith quite correctly. He was explaining that a lot of lenders got burned in the subprime mortgage debacle. That has made some of them much more cautious about who they lend to. He didn't say that it's impossible to get a loan. He just said that even some people with perfect credit are having a hard time borrowing.
That's it for letters, and thanks to all of you for writing in. Please keep them coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. And remember, it helps us a lot if you tell us where you're writing from, and it really helps if you tell us how to say your name.
We have also got a News and Views blog. Post your comments by going to nprnewsandviews.org.
News and Notes has a newsletter, too. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up.
Well, thanks again, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.